darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Can someone from Instagram please get back to me about why my account is deleted? I never posted anything on there that showed nipples, nudity, pornography, nothing. I never did any of that. I don't even use DMs or talk to people on there. I'm seriously having a panic attack. Can someone please respond to me and get back to me about why my account was deleted?
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keeping It 99.
What?
Your daily podcast. Been slacking a little bit, I guess, on that daily shit.
The day was like on Pluto, however many fucking days are.
A Plutonian daily podcast, Keeping It 99. My name is Eagle, and there's 400,000 orphans in the world, and you're a hero for rescuing a pug. And I'm joined by Rough City Redbeard.
Hello.
Who did that? Who rescued a pug?
I don't know.
Somebody rescued.
Somebody did. They're like, I rescued this thing. I'm like, you spent $200, asshole.
I rescued this thing.
This is my baby. Oh, that's cute. I'm joined by Rubber City Redbeard, the one and the only. My depression's gone right now. Thanks, Grant.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I love knowing that I'm the cause of your fucking depression.
No, you are the solution to it.
Is it? Am I?
You are.
That's so very, very sad.
You are. Okay. We're here. We're podcasting. We're actually doing.
It's good to see you.
You look good, bud.
Since March, I think, right?
Yeah. So what's been good in the hood, man? You went on a vacation. You did a romantic vacation, yeah.
It wasn't romantic.
Was it not
romantic? No,
there was lighthouses and smiling selfies.
Yeah,
that's pretty romantic, bro.
There was nothing romantic about it. It was like us and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was a house that sleeps like 15. It was like 20 of us, 21 of us.
Okay.
In the same house. Far from romantic.
I guess.
21 fucking people around and shit. You know what I mean? Like, there was that one day that, like, when we were at the lighthouse.
Yeah.
That we got to spend a few hours together before, you know, going back home, get ready to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cool. I mean, the whole vacation was great. The Outer Banks is the shit. Like, I wanted to move there.
Oh, yeah. And, you got a vacation high.
And legit, no, I'm apparently still high because I would move there tomorrow.
It'll last. It's
the Outer Banks... It's just this fucking long strip of land. It's, mm-hmm. But it's literally like a strip. There's an ocean on either side that you can visually see it. And I'm like, I hate southern states, mostly. I like Georgia, I like Tennessee.
Right.
It's just too hot down there for me. And I'm not a fan of the sun. I'm super pale, and I'm a fat guy. So I sweat a lot, and I get burnt easy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get burnt once. One time when I was down there, I like, just kept the fucking... SPF 50 on at all times.
Yeah.
Like, even when I was sleeping, I was just covered in it. But I would absolutely fucking move down there. And the house that we were in was huge. Like, it's this huge fucking house. Seven, eight bedrooms, six bathrooms, elevator, right? $6,000 a week to rent this house.
Holy shit.
Right? Right. And this isn't even peak season, right? Peak season's more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, shitty season, which is wintertime. Or whatever, but it's super cheap. It's like $3,000 or something. But either way, that's per week, right? And people rent these houses all the time, especially if it's like a nice house. So then I was like, why the fuck wouldn't you just buy one of these houses? You know what I mean? Like, how much do these houses go for? So I'm figuring in my head, I'm like, these got to be like, you know, $1 million houses, $1.5 million.
Yeah.
No.
$275,000
to $500,000. The one that we were in was like $480,000. And I'm like, why the fuck wouldn't you just like... And I told her brother, I was like, we should all probably just go in on a house. And then we'd all have a vacation spot. And we could rent it out for $3,000 a week.
Dude, I like that idea.
We'd make our money back in like 3 years. But it was a good time, man. It was good time going down to the Outer Banks. And then, like, the best part of it was coming back.
Yeah.
Because I quit my job.
Yes! Congratulations on that. Boom! You got the new gig.
Yeah, I'm out of that one. Into a new one.
Nice.
Yeah, I couldn't take it there no more, dude.
That's what's up.
It was bad. Like, it was really bad. The property manager, who promised all these changes and all this other bullshit, she's awful. She's fucking awful. Like, shows up to work drunk. Like, so drunk that she doesn't remember having a 5-minute conversation with me and my supervisor. Like,
yeah.
She's driving, dude. She's driving. Pulls into the property. Me and Rick are fucking doing flowers. And she pulls up in her Jeep and, like, takes her sunglasses off and looks us in the face. Like, she's looking at us, talking to us for 5 minutes about property shit. And then leaves. She talks to fucking the maintenance guy the next day. And she was like, I talked to him? I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that.
Because you're a fucking alcoholic, lady. Jesus Christ. You don't remember having a face-to-face 5-minute conversation while sitting in your Jeep on the side of a road. What the fuck are you driving for? Why are you driving? You fucking crazy alcoholic bitch.
You okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm fine.
For sure.
Relax.
What's a few beers?
If you don't stop your friend from drinking and driving, you're as good as dead. Drinking and driving can kill a friendship.
Constantly fucking stressed out and weighing on me at home, man. And that's not cool. Like, my job shouldn't weigh on my personal life, and it was.
Right.
You know? And I was just fucking pissed off all the time. I was tired all the time. I was in pain all the fucking time.
Yeah.
And so I'm like in Acme one day, frozen pizza section.
Yeah.
You know? And Mike Euler comes walking around. Mike Euler, Ichabod Crane, This Is a Lifetime. Right, guitar player?
Mm-hmm.
Cool dude. Awesome guy. Run into him in the fucking frozen pizza section. Hey, what's going on? Haven't seen him in like a year, right?
Yeah.
And we start talking, and he's like, what's been going on? Oh, nothing working. I hate my job. And he's like, oh, dude, we're hiring where I'm at. And I was like, what do you do? He's like, I'm a parts driver for this trucking company. And I was like, yeah, but how much they start you out at? And he was like, $15 an hour. I was like, really? Yeah. Who do I call? Where do I sign up at? So, yeah, if I hadn't have stopped to get a pizza that day, I'd still be working my shitty job.
Look at that.
It was like a perfect storm that happened. And like, the timing with my vacation and the vacation time that I was taking and the time that I would come back and the time that I needed to start the new job, Everything worked out so fucking perfect. It was crazy.
I'm so happy for you, dude.
It's like, if you were religious, you would give all that credit to God.
All
right.
But like, you gotta really kind of give it to Mike Euler.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. If I didn't run into fucking Mike that day, Mike's my Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there.
You're going to, as of the recording of this, you're going to go see Hate Theory tonight. When was the last time you went to a show?
Me and Mr. Buddy Peel.
When was the last time you went to a show?
Like, went to a show to see a show?
Yeah.
Eek. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah.
I honestly can't remember.
Wow.
It's been that long. It's been a long time. I want to say the last time I went to a show was probably, like, Clutch or something.
Yeah, I was going to ask. If you think it's going to be different, like, you not having to, like, throw people out at a Hate Theory show for a change.
It's always different when I go to the... From that to that, you know, yeah. Like, even when I was doing that job, and then we would go to see a show, like, I'm always on the side of.
That's my dad's ringtone. The Bad to the Bone piano. That's my dad's ringtone. You and my dad are like the same.
So, it's relaxing. It's relaxing. When I had to work the Browning at the Outpost back in April, right?
Yeah,
I didn't have to fucking throw anybody out that night.
No.
And when shit was popping off, it's just like. Hey,
right.
You guys gotta handle that. That's not my job. Mark that under not my fucking job. Just here for the money.
Just here for the money. Just pay me. Fuck you, pay me. Like the band. There's a few shows coming up that I'm definitely interested in going to or absolutely gotta go to. Like, did you see Fistula's playing at Annabelle's?
With who?
Fucking, I think Wall Creeper and Feds.
Really?
I think that's a real thing. I could be fucking wrong, but I think that's a real fucking thing.
That'd be sick as fuck.
That'll be sick as fuck. Fucking, was it Persistent Aggressor and Goost are having a CD release party the same fucking night, and they're having it at Porch Rocker. If people don't know, Porch Rocker is this huge music festival in Highland Square every year. I work in Highland Square, the fucking busiest fucking place in Highland Square. And
the best place.
You don't get Porch Rocker off. That is like a no-go. So their show's on a Saturday night. I close every fucking Saturday night. Like, that's where it's at. I made the request to not close that night. And I'm like, can you get me out at 10 so I can go
keep the shit out?
I was like, it's a CD release party for two bands. Like, I know dudes in the band, but like I like their bands. I know other dudes in bands, and I don't like their fucking bands.
I know plenty of dudes in bands. I don't like.
Oh my god!
I don't like nearly as many bands as people think I do. I promise.
It's so hard. Like, you've always been brutally honest with people when you don't like their shit. Like me, I have to like find the positives in the shit. If I don't like it, I find like. Like, yeah, that sounded like a White Zombie riff right there. I like that. I like White Zombie song. Like, I try to find things. I'm terrible at telling my friends that the music is terrible.
How do you tell your friends their music is terrible when just to be bearable would require a miracle? How do you say it's no good? Keep it to yourself and play it for nobody else.
Like, I'll pick it apart. Like, I'll tell you exactly what I thought was bad, you know what I mean? Like, if your guitar player is fucking shitty, then I'm gonna tell you your guitar player is shitty.
Yeah.
But as long as I don't hear your shit, I'm in full support of your band.
Yeah.
You know, just don't let me hear it. Like, because, you know, I know some people that have got some stuff going on right now that I'm probably not going to be into.
Right.
But I support them as humans.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm like, just don't let me, maybe just not let me hear it, because I don't want to thrash it. But I'm gonna if you let me hear it.
Right.
Especially if I see it live.
By Evan, a head PE skateboard.
I seen the picture of that.
Yeah.
It was painted, custom painted by... Mr. Blankenship.
Kurt Blankenship, head PE, who's coming to town. They're coming to the wherever they were at the last time in Akron that does the 175. It's like the Vortex.
No. It's the Empire.
The Empire. Yeah. They're coming with Power Man 5000 for like a 175 seat venue.
I still don't understand how they're doing it there because there's no moshing.
Oh, yeah. I heard there was moshing at the head PE show.
Oh, good for them.
I heard there was moshing.
If they actually let them fucking go. They should. Yeah,
I think national bands, Jesus, they're probably Christ. Like, you're a national band, I'll suck your dick. But like, if you're a local band, they're like, listen, kids, don't be doing this, kids.
Like, the walls.
Don't be doing that.
The walls in that place are lined with metal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like tin roofing. What are they going to break? What is in jeopardy? Just fucking pay for your insurance. Don't worry about it.
Another show I wanted to bring up. We don't have to get too deep into it because as it nears closer and closer, but it's our favorite show of every fucking year.
The Blackout Cookout.
Blackout Cookout.
Which is 2 days this year. It's a Friday and a Saturday this year.
And it's in Youngstown this year, which is like way farther.
What is that place called again?
The West Side Bowl.
The West Side Bowl.
Yeah.
That's called the Rockin' Bowl.
The Rockin' Bowl. Ooh, Rockin' Bowl.
Rockin' Bowl.
Rock and Bowl!
I think that was like a teenage thing on Friday nights or something to do. Yeah. Kind of like that lunar bowling.
Come on down to the Rock and Bowl!
Yeah.
Leave your parents at home! Come on down to rock out with a bowling ball. This year's lineup is probably the best lineup ever.
It gets better every year.
I gotta start with Fully Consumed. I'm not gonna go through all the bands. When we get Kenny on the show,
we'll break it down.
I'll be like, explain Inner Arma to me. But Fully Consumed, dude. And
when I seen the whole lineup, because the lineup is impressive.
Yeah.
But when I got to Fully Consumed, that's when I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Because I had no idea.
I got stuck on Big Business.
Right. Well, that was the first thing I seen. I was like, ooh, look at that.
I was like, my eyes got so big. I couldn't even look at the rest of the lineup for like 2 minutes. Like, legit. Like, I was just like, what am I gonna eat barbecue with fucking Cody and Jared? Like, seriously, like, these two dudes They're Big Business in their own right is one of my 10 favorite bands. I would put them in my top 10 favorite bands. Okay. Absolutely love that band. Every album they've ever put out, I thought, is fucking amazing. Love them. On top of it, they were in the Melvins. Still kind of, you can consider them in the Melvins, if you want.
I mean, one of your favorite bands.
Ever. I have posters upstairs and downstairs that signed.
That poster's been around since you guys had the house in Barberton.
Yeah. Signed by the Melvins with Big Business. And Big Business opened up those shows. I have Big Business autographs all over the fucking house. And Blackout Cookout posters all over the house. So
I think there's going to be another Blackout Cookout poster autographed by Big Business in your house.
I geeked out at the thought of that because I was like, should I bring this little podcast thingy and just be like, hey guys, can I just like ask you about like, so you were in the Melvins? You know what I mean? Like, I geeked the fuck out. Like, I geeked the fuck out. That was like one of the bands, that's a dream band for me to see at an event like Blackout Cookout.
Seen on the bill, and I was like, holy shit, he got Big Business this year.
Yeah.
Then I scroll down like four names, and that's when I seen Fully Consumed, and I was like, oh my god!
I saw Kenny like a week prior to him releasing the bands. Mm-hmm. And full disclosure, he clued me in on one band. One. And that was Homewreck. Which is also playing the fucking Blackout Cookout this year. Fucking crazy. He clued me in on Homewrecker. And so I'm like trying to like poke him because he was drunk as fuck. So I was like, come on, just tell me another one. And he's like, oh, fuck you, dude. Anyway, you just wait like the rest of them. And I was like, okay, I see where I lie on this shit.
Wait like the rest of the simpletons.
When I saw that Big Business was on there, for like a second, I was like pissed. I was like pissed that he didn't tell me a week prior that he got Big fucking Business on this. Because that's the one band that I would have fucking geeked out about.
But that's like the...
Like really...
That's like the big cat in the bag. That was the big one on the bill.
I mean, they just got off tour with Sleep. And prior to that, they were opening up for Clutch. Like, they've been on a fucking big spree. Kind of like Lopan is right now on tour with Corrosion of Conformity and Crowbar.
Oh, yeah, they're doing an awesome
tour.
Dude,
that's so fucking deserved. And, of course, they're going to be at the Blackout Cookout.
That's just going to keep rolling for them. You know what I mean? Because there's no way. Like, you can't listen to Lopan and not like him. There's no way. Like,
right.
They're too solid of a band. Like, they're tight as fuck.
They're really, really
great. And
then
their singer's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So, the more people that they get to play in front of, especially on a tour like that, because there's going to be plenty of those people, Crowbar fans and shit that have never heard these dudes,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be like, who the fuck are these guys? You know, and holy fucking shit. So yeah, good for those guys.
Good for those dudes, man. Fucking Persistent Aggressor is going to be playing, which is just... I've talked to Kenny, like, I've seen Persistent Aggressor a few times, and Kenny's been at every single one of those shows, and every single time, he's just like, they're the heaviest fucking baddest band. I'm like, aren't they? And then he also says that about Wall Creeper, too. So Wall Creeper and Persistent Aggressor are going to have to fight that weekend. Creeper's playing that weekend as well.
I mean, I've seen Wall Creeper live.
Yeah.
Great band.
Dude,
right?
So... And they got new shit coming out.
I've seen some live video of Persistent Aggressor.
Yeah.
You're not touching it.
Dude. That's a super group of super fucking groups, dude.
You're not touching that. That fucking shit is heavy and hard-hitting. Fast. Heavy as fuck.
I tell you about the time I tried to take a picture of Larry when he was on stage and he flipped me off.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so cool. Like, in my head, like, people looked at me like, he hates you.
That's Larry's way of saying, I love you.
people were looking at me like, he does not want you to take his fucking picture. And I was like, it's part of the shtick.
I'm going to take it anyways, though.
I get it, dude. You're punk as fuck.
Yeah, do it again. Click.
I also like Henry Rollins, bro. Fuck me, right? Taking a picture. Just living the moment. Fucking.
I want to live this moment forever, so I'm going to take a picture.
One of the ones that I really I can't wait for other people to see live is Cheap Heat.
Hell yeah! Because they just played that house show.
Yeah,
last night. Yeah, I wish I could have went and seen that, but
they're one of my favorite fucking bands. Period to see live. But their music's fucking their album that just came out, man, is fucking killer. It's fucking cool. In fact, I'm gonna play a song right now. Fuck it. Like how the intro and then boom, played the song, and here we are. Nick Citrone hit me up. He's a drummer. If anybody doesn't know who Nick Citrone is,
you should probably know by now.
We
talked about him enough. And if you're from the area, you probably know who he is.
One of our closest friends in the world, man. I absolutely love that kid.
One of my favorite drummers. He's not even a kid.
He's so good.
And he's not just like a drummer. Like, the dude is talented in 20 different fucking ways.
Yeah.
From Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, he's an all around.
He's a sound guy. He can play you a piano. He can tune that
piano.
He can tune that fucking piano.
He's like, hey, your piano sounds like shit. Watch this.
He hit me up about being on the show, and I don't have the heart to tell him that, like, he's never allowed on the show.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just never, that it's would never just gonna
ruin
it's...
everything.
It's not going to ruin everything. What it's going to ruin is the running joke that I'm enjoying of not having you on the show, Nick.
And that's everything to me.
You have no idea how much I enjoy it.
Yeah. Because since day one he's legit
the first one to hit us up about being on here.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else. He's the first one that wanted to be a guest on the show. And we're like, yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And then we've had Jared.
Yeah.
From Etched in Paint. We've had Kenny Royer.
Yeah.
You talked to JC.
Yeah.
That was fun. We've had Josh Finfrock on.
Yeah. Wally.
Yeah, Mr. Fucking Wally Howell. That was a great one. Yeah. And NDE.
Yeah.
That was a good interview. And here we are. No Nick Citrone.
No Citrone.
We should interview everybody in his band
he's ever played with.
But like, we'll secretly invite all of them. And... Nick would, I think he would disown us at that point.
I think he would too.
I think he'd be like, you guys aren't my friends.
It's like every time I see
you
him,
guys are dicks.
Every time I see him, he gets more and more in like the, like, hey, asshole face. Like he's got like that, like,
he
hey,
gave, asshole. He gave me that last time.
Asshole. Fucking asshole. What's up, asshole? So, still an asshole?
I owe you a PBR next time I see you, buddy. My daddy said trust no man but your brothers and never leave your day ones in the gutter. My daddy said treat young girls like your mother. My mama said trust no hope, use a rubber.
I feel like the worst part of being an artist nowadays has to be the self-promotion. Like, I wish that there was a way to cut it out, because have you ever plugged something that you did, or like you ever like do up a thing on the podcast? Like, our podcast is a great example, because anytime I put up anything on my personal shit, like, hey, got a new episode out, hope you guys like it, it's like four people might just like it. And I'm like not even saying listen to the show. I don't really want like, yeah. My inner circle does not listen to my podcast. Like, it's not. Richie and Tripp are never like, hey, it was really funny.
Oh, great show.
Yeah, no, they don't fucking care.
You shouldn't.
And they shouldn't. They shouldn't. But like sometimes like when I'm writing, like when I start writing it out, because I'm just like, I just want to make sure some people know that it's out. Like it fucking, man, it's gut wrenching. Like it is. It's like a gut wrenching, like you just feel like a shithead. And I don't think musicians should have to fucking promote their shit.
It wouldn't be so bad. Like, you know, back in the day, as people, you might have had one or two friends that were musicians and played in bands, mm-hmm. right? Nowadays, everybody's a fucking musician. Everybody's in a band, yeah. if not two, at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
People are just tired of hearing it. They're tired of hearing it from their friends and shit. Like, oh, you know, support right. this and listen to this, buy this. Come out to this.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's old. It's fucking, it's constant. It's always, it's every fucking week somebody is saying something about their band, or somebody is saying something. Man. And they're not even good. Like, there's a bunch of people that are in bands that shouldn't be in bands. You should just be normal people who play music at your house. And be those guys. Because the world was full of those before. You know? Yeah. Guys who just fucking jammed and didn't want the attention.
Yeah.
They just wanted to play because they enjoyed playing and shit. Now everybody wants to fucking have the attention, and you know, it's narcissism.
Narcissism.
You know. Hey, look at me! Look at me! Look what I'm doing! Hey, look at me!
There's a weird narcissism. I just feel bad. I just feel bad for some of them. I feel bad for the ones that are like good.
Well, yeah, because they're the ones that are getting fucked over. They're the ones that are getting, you know, put on the back burner and getting glossed over. Because there are people who don't listen to good shit and listen to shitty shit mm-hmm. because they know them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they don't know these guys.
Right.
So they're not going to listen to it because, oh, my friend's in a band. I listen to that.
No, dude, I listen to Grim Trigger, bro. I'm already good.
I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the Run the Jewels Grim Trigger thing.
Grim Trigger.
The Run the Jewels Grim Trigger thing.
Fucking band.
I just remember the one time that dude went live. And I'm like, you know, that's not professional.
No.
You talk about being professional and being more professional than Mushroomhead and blah, blah, blah. Because that was, you know, that's a big thing.
Because you tour the world all the time.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do?
Travel the world all the time.
We should hate Mushroomhead while everybody's hating Mushroomhead, and then they'll listen to
it's
us.
It's so silly. Like, the whole fuck Mushroomhead thing just, oh, it's like, kind of fuck you.
Super Buick's still great. You. You know, they still got some good songs. As dudes, as individuals, they might be dicks.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of them are definitely fucking dickheads.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care because I don't have to fucking hang out with them. I'm not That's related the to
like,
them. I don't associate with them. Who gives
you don't
give
even
them?
Have to I can be listen in to their shit. If you got an issue with them, right? If you have an issue with them, be like Fistula and just be like, I don't have anything to say about them. I have nothing to say about
because
I never had to go sell tickets for some douchebag. To fucking, you know, open up at fucking 6 yeah. o'clock on the fucking roof of whatever building.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be the 26th band on a 28 band bill.
You act like Mushroomhead's supposed to be watching your shit, sucking your dick, when they just got home from a fucking European tour, opening up for Insane Clowns, and they're they're coming here just to do a local home gig just because they're about to go kick off their next fucking tour with probably, you know, Dope or some shit. Hey, they're supposed to be sitting there sucking your dick because you sold 20 fucking tickets, dude?
Yeah, that's the
Fuck
promoter.
You.
That's the promoter.
And Mushroom Head sold those tickets.
Mushroom Head has nothing to do with that.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? That's the promoter. That's the promoter. The promoter gave them $10,000 to fucking play. Of course they're going to fucking show up late because they live in Cleveland and they can do that. And they just got $10,000.
Man. This is what I miss. I miss defending Mushroom Head against local musicians.
I don't listen to their shit regularly anymore.
I will always
defend Super Buick.
Always defend Super
that
Buick.
That goddamn album is timeless to me.
100%. I mean? And those shows back in the day, they were special. They were fucking, they laid out a blueprint for like the more metal-y, like an actual metal scene. And shit in Cleveland. Like, if you were a cool metal band in the late 90s, like an NDE or a Hate Theory or a Caligo. A fucking Cold Hand of Christ. Yeah, Caligo, Cold Hand of Christ, fucking Runt. You were on the Schnauzer. For fuck's sakes. Suck a dick if you don't ever say you like local metal and you don't know who Schnauzer is. You're dead to me. You're nothing. You are fucking nothing to me. You mean shit. If you're like not Dallas Schnauzer, you ain't shit, bro.
You should probably have a grasp on some Solipsis too,
dude. Seriously.
But there's like this now. There's this kind of segregated group of bands and musicians in the quote unquote local scene, who all collectively talk shit about Mushroom Head or hate Mushroom Head, and then they all go and do shows together.
Yeah.
And they have their own little scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With their own little friends. And stuff.
Right.
What are you doing, though?
Yeah, well,
are you doing? While you're hating on them, like, what have you done and what are you doing? Because those guys are still fucking hopping on planes.
Yeah.
And shit, so...
And then
I don't have to hang out with them. I don't care. It's like
then there's bands that are, you know, more regional, local, an Axioma or a Sweaty Mammoth that are just creating amazing fucking songs.
And you're missing out on like really good, really good music. Good
shit.
Yeah, really good music. It's not just cookie cutter metal, glam. We have the look, the show. And the sound.
And fuck Mushroom Head, am I right? They don't say that shit.
The dudes in Sweaty Mammoth are just writing the shit that they love.
Constantly.
You know what I mean? Like, they're writing what they want and what they love. You're writing for other people. You're not writing for yourselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're writing to please people to get somewhere that you're not even getting.
Yeah.
While these other bands aren't talking about Mushroom Head, don't give a shit about the fucking local scene drama, and are quite literally just writing the music that they love, that is coming from them, because it's what they want.
Yeah. Like, take a band like Foul Spirits. You think they give a fuck? You think they give a fuck that, like, your band got screwed over on a time slot, or you guys got your shit cut short because your band wasn't that great? You think they give a fuck about that kind of shit? No. They're not gonna, like, take your side and be like, yeah, I'm part of the fucking Mushroom Head army. The fact that it is like a giant group of bands that are in a fuck Mushroom Head army, it's like so silly because Mushroom Head's never heard of any of y'all. Not one of you. I bet Mushroom Head's never even heard of... Jason Popson has never even heard of Grim Trigger.
Yeah, they have. Yes, they have.
You think he has?
Yes, absolutely. Because yes, of course. Because there was such a big fucking stink. I guarantee somebody who knows Popson went, hey, there's these dudes in this band...
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
I bet J-Man was like...
Well, what was he like? What'd he do? What'd he say?
Yeah, kid.
Oh, yeah, kid. Yeah.
That's hilarious, kid. Yeah, son. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. You're best friends with him, dude. You know how he talks
about I am best friends with Jason Popson.
I know.
We're friends.
You guys are homies.
He liked the thing on my Facebook once, and I think I texted you. I was like, Jason Popson,
look at this shit.
In the front and there's panic in the back. If you challenge me again, then my pen will attack. Cadillacs multiply 10,000 will be right. Corrected when you're wrong, get gone. I'm sick of biking. See,
I think it was something about Schnauzer because Jason Popson knows about Schnauzer. He was on the song Beat the Dealer,
which is like one of my favorite Schnauzer songs.
What a good song, dude. God damn. God, I miss Schnauzer.
Hey, fuckface, remember me? Can we play that song?
Yeah.
Can you play some Beat the Dealer right now?
Dude, yeah. Yeah, why not?
Well, Schnauzer, it's our show. I miss Kanye.
Dude, I miss you too, Kanye. God damn. I miss you so much.
Here's a little Schnauzer in case you don't know who they are. Snauzer, bitch.
Featuring Jason Popson from Mushroomhead. How about that?
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Our GMO vegetables are safe to eat. Our mercenaries' bullets, not so much. Don't make us enforce our patents on the building blocks of life.
I can't wait to make fun of Dave Mustaine again. I can't right now.
Got cancer.
Well, fucking, I'm pulling for that guy.
Frog in his throat.
Frog in his throat.
Cancer frog.
Yeah. I mean, that joke writes itself, right? The voice, like, because that's what I saw, like, on all the comments, and I was kind of like, you cunts. When they're like, yeah, he's had it for, like, 30 years. I'm like, you fucking cocksuckers. Like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, no, what do you mean? What do you mean I've had throat cancer for 30 years? Megadeth, man, is like, I mean, they're one of the big four when it comes to the thrash metal world. Dave Mustaine is possibly the coolest motherfucker on The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, that documentary about hair metal. They get Dave Mustaine in there. He's just cool as fuck. Just cool as fuck. Metal as can be. So I'm pulling for him. They wrote some good shit back in the day. Before the Risk album, they wrote some good shit. Before Euthanasia, Euthanasia was like 50-50.
I've never been a fan of Megadeth because of his vocals, though. I just never liked. I know.
Oh, is he had the Geddy Lee effect on you?
I guess.
People don't like
Geddy Lee so much. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. I was a big Megadeth fan for the Countdown to Extinction album, like Skin of My Teeth and Sweating Bullets and shit like that. Like, I was just like, I was really into that album.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits way of life.
And then I got Euthanasia. I got that record. And, meh.
A two limon.
Yes.
Tu le ami.
I get it.
Je vous aime. Creeps. You are part here.
What if you say just really thin pancakes?
That would be
a fair compromise, no?
I make fun of that song, but I know the fucking words. He sings it in French because he's like, you know.
I'm French.
So get well, Dave Mustaine. Fucking beat that shit's ass and go talk about Lars Ulrich somewhere.
To go to.
You got a show to go to.
I got stuff to do.
So we'll be back in like 4 months.
Hopefully not. That's the pause right there was from Eagle because he wants me to say something about that. He wants me to say, oh no, I'll be here next week for sure, and we'll definitely be doing it. That's what he wants me to say right now.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say that, but I will promise you this: it's not gonna be a month. Yeah! It's not gonna be like, you know, we said back in March that we were gonna do this on a regular.
Yeah,
you know, it's just.
You've had a lot of shit going on.
Oh, dude, no. Like since March, the amount of overtime that I was working at that other fucking job, I was working 20 hours overtime a week. It was fucking crazy.
And I never and I hope I never rode on you too hard. Like I tried to give because like I understood that shit. Like I was just like, you know, it's like my friendship with you is far more important than this little hobby and shit that we have together. It really is. Yeah. And so like I don't want you to like dislike me or dislike doing this because like I'm like we gotta do it. There's no reason for me to ride your balls like that.
You would legit like have to murder my cat for me not to like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I love you, dude.
I love you too. So, man.
Gay. I mean, that's always gonna fucking be there. It's just, you know, it's, and then also, like I can't take my Jeep on the highway.
Yeah, there's that.
I can't take my Jeep on the highway. And what's funny is Mike Euler, Ichabod Crane. This is a lifetime. Check out some Ichabod Crane, by the way, if you can find that around.
Brandon that's from Feds.
That's some good stuff.
Cheapy.
Man. But he's got the same problem with his fucking car. He can't take his on the highway either for the same reason that the whole fucking front end just starts fucking shaking. And
so do you just back road it here?
Yeah, I back road it the whole way.
No shit.
So it takes like way longer. It's 25 minutes on the highway. Mm-hmm. It's like 45 back way.
We're gonna end it. Not the show. I mean, well, this episode. This episode we're
not
gonna
the whole
end.
Show. We wouldn't want to break your little hearts.
And I'm gonna hit up Nick Citrone here in a little bit. And
Tell him how he's not gonna be on the show.
I'll be like, never.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
Take that. And then we'll get Henry on. Let's get fucking Henry on.
Get Henry and Drew on. I saw them
not
last
even Drew.
Night.
Let's get nobody in a band. Henry's not even fucking playing.
Dude,
in a band.
I would
let's
love
get
to have
Henry on for no reason at all.
I would love to have Henry
not
on.
Not have Nick Citrone on.
I would love to have our friend Henry on. You guys could talk about beards. We could talk about bands. Henry's such a nice guy.
You know, we're talking about how mine is so superior
to his.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. Take that, Henry. Fucking Hank. Man.
We're gonna play the third song that we're playing in its entirety. I'm not good at the English language. Larry Gargis was right. I'm
still trying to pick it up.
Larry Gargis was right about
me. Me and Buddy talked about how, you know, a lot of people hate Mexican people in this country and they talk shit about them. And it's like, even if you run into like the worst, like the dumbest Mexican, right? The dumbest Mexican dude you could find, he still knows two languages.
Yeah.
Which is one more language than you, which makes you dumber than him.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Well, with that being said, we're going to play Brand New Foul Spirits. Fucking one of my top 500 bands. I would
put them. Put them right in there.
They're in my top 500. It's We'll be back when we're back, and Nick Citrone will definitely not be with us.
He's definitely not going to be on the show.
Never going to be on the fucking show. He was even like, is it okay if it's not metal? Because his new band, Indigo Lake, which is really, really good, it's not metal. I should be like, if it's not metal, it's not coming on a show.
Yeah.
We got an aesthetic to fuck. We got a standard, bro. We got a standard. Indigo Lake is really, really, really good, though. They're fucking talented as shit.
And if it was metal, we would not have him on the show still. So.
Yeah. Because, like, you're never going to be on the show, Nick Citrone.
I don't know how he got into this position.
I don't either.
Of, like, this position you're in. So
yeah, man. Yeah. Stop being so cool and nice to us. If you were...
Be more of a dick.
If you were more of a dick. Giving me that what's up asshole face every time I see him, though. That is a little bit dickish. It's a little dickish. I'm not asking for that.
I mean, we kind of are asking.
Yeah, kind of.
We're kind of asking.
Now I am.
Yeah, we're kind of asking.
Now I'm begging for it.
I've been asking for it.
Nick Citrone will definitely not be on the next show.
We will be, though.
We will be. For sure. Until then, my name is Eagle.
I'm Rubber City Redbeard.
Enjoy some Foul Spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God's grace!
God, it's been so long since we defended Mushroom Head on this podcast. Like, we used to do it like every three episodes.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.